views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, oh my God, so beautiful and incredibly sexy people. Wow, do I have some information for you today. You know, I walk my talk, guys, and I have been tracing stuff about me, been mining some of my BS this week. And, well, usually, you know, I share some of my BS with the collective consciousness. So whenever I get this stuff for me, I get this stuff for you, and vice versa. I want to welcome all of our new listeners from all of the wonderful new networks that are helping us expand out and helping my dream and my intention come through. These hours that we spend together are literally the cutting edge information that's coming in through the channel about how we can live bigger, better, enriched, more expansive lives, get out of our own way and create what we want. So I was sitting with a psychologist this week, and I was asking, actually it started out with, why the heck do people wait till the last minute? It's a fascination to me. For example, in the Gratitude of Self-Love program, we have been offering that for over a month, and there were 7 people who wanted to sign up after it was closed or signed up on the last day. We were able to take on some of them and work them into the program, not able to take on some of them. But what is that about us that makes us wait till the last moment? There's something that has to do with struggle, because that's primarily what I was looking at. And Stephen brought this in a few weeks ago when he said on the show, I just decided not to work so hard in doing all this, for those of you that remember. By the way, if you want to talk to me personally, press 1. And Stephen, our fabulous producer, will come on and get your name. So basically, wait till you hear this. We have been struggling to let go of the struggle. Now, I know that there are people out there listening to this going, oh, my God. That, I get that. We're struggling to let go of the struggle. We don't want it. So why isn't it easy and effortless to let go of it? And it was very interesting conversation with this psychologist, because we got into some biblical references also, that we were given the free will to create for ourselves, and we don't want the free will. We want somebody to do it for us. We want to be told what to do. We want somebody to take the responsibility that's ours. And so we struggle with the acceptance and the power of our own free will. And therefore, we don't create easily. Because I don't know about you guys, I'm done. I'm done with working too hard, struggling too much. And then the information came in that we have to claim this for the entire ionosphere, and actually to remember that we need to claim everything that we bring into balance for the ionosphere. As you know, the ionosphere is an electromagnetic field that circles the Earth. Whatever we send out gets bounced back to us after it hits the ionosphere. So we want to clear out and bring into balance, is a better choice of words, whatever we are working on so that it comes into balance within the ionosphere itself also, so that it doesn't come back to affect us. The second thing, I can tell Wednesday, after I got home from speaking in Vegas, I was not myself. I was grumpy, guys. I was grumpy and a little bit angry, and I took it out on my love. And, you know, I'm sitting there at dinner going, I know this feeling. I know this feeling, and it's not me. This is not who I am. And I remembered, now I want everybody to really listen and keep your mind open here. I remembered that it reminded me of the days when we still were talking about entities being able to attack us. Now, as you know, I believe everything is energy and energy needs a direction. So let's put all this together. If we're given the free will to create ourselves easily, effortlessly, and joyfully, and yet we don't want to accept that, we are going to create attacks from energy, our own and energy within the ionosphere that's just hanging there, to bring to our attention that we have got to come forward and be the creators and directors of ourselves. When we allow ourselves to be victims in any way, it lowers our defenses, lowers our immune system. It lowers the happiness quotient in our lives, and that lowers and invites in sources outside of ourselves that can affect us in some way. Now, if we talk about in the verbiage of entities, that would mean that they do not know that they have the power to free themselves from this world. And if we take that a step further, that means that we don't know that we have the power to free ourselves from anything and everything that is not working for us. We deserve, guys, for life to be easy. So we're coming forward, all of us, please participate with this in me, to claim, I know I have the power to free myself in every subject and every sense of the word. I am claiming right now that I deserve for my life to be created easily, effortlessly, joyfully, flawlessly, and with complete intention around love, peace, harmony, and joy, and freedom. And so it is. We claim this for the ionosphere beyond and back again. We invoke I am divine love, the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And so it is. Now I thought I would be ready to go. There's something else they want us to do. I'm going back here. Okay. They want to encourage you. Am I hearing this in the highest way? Yes. They want to encourage you to let go of any and all, and this is including everything in the ionosphere, biblical, that you may have been taught that is limiting you accepting your responsibility for your own free will and creation. So we're claiming that, invoking the violet flame, the golden light, the symbol, and the formula. I am divine love. Now I can go to the calls. Well, wasn't that interesting? Okay, we're going to go start with Phyllis in Hawaii. Hi, sweet thing.
Hey, Katie. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Yeah, it's, you're... So dead on what you're talking about, the struggle thing. But I wanted to say, I wanted to share that I had a great moment with, I started just getting really, getting really sick. And I went to, doing the program, the gratitude program. And I went to go to the you know, buy the card. I thought, well, I could just go to this store right here, really close after work. But in my heart, I just really wanted to go all the way to the mall, you know, to this really beautiful paper store and just really have a great experience. But anyway, to make a long story short, I just, you know, I did it. And it was great. I mean, no traffic. I don't know where the traffic was that day. I mean, it was just so easy. The mall was really peaceful. It was just great. And then when I got home, I realized, man, whatever feelings, the fever, the feeling of starting to come down with a cold, just totally gone.
Isn't that incredible when you notice the connection of it, Phyllis? Yeah.
Yeah, so because I really got to see that miracle that just like, wow, that's really simple, but it's like...
Yeah, you just had a little bit of resistance, which showed up as, well, you know, I'll do it the easy way that's fast and get the card here, but if I really love myself, I want to go here, and so I guess I'll really love myself and do it the way my heart really wants to do it, and then you open up all your energy, and the energy flows again, and the sickness just falls away.
Yeah. I had a question. I want some clarification because we had talked in August about me kind of going back to where I'm more, you know, energetically in alignment with a place, and just I kind of feel like you know, what I got when I did.
It doesn't matter now, Phyllis.
What's that?
It doesn't matter now.
Oh, what do you mean?
What I mean is, what they're saying is you can be energetically in harmony anywhere now.
Oh.
It just doesn't really matter where you go. It just matters that you choose to be energetically in harmony with where you're at. And that means if you want to go somewhere else. But don't think that going there is necessarily going to change how good your life is, because your life is going to be good everywhere.
Yeah, I totally got that. The thing is, the job and the work environment I have, I just don't like it.
Well, then to stay in something that you don't like is not loving yourself.
I know that. Yeah, so I'm feeling like I feel like I want to, because I had a talk with my boss on Friday, and I was just like, you know, it was kind of like this attack on me. I feel like I need to go in, you know, Monday and sit down with him and just say, you know, look, I'm here, I'm working with you, I'm here to support you and do my very best, but I just want you to know I'm looking to move on elsewhere. I just really want to, I just want to get clarification that is a powerful, supportive step for me to take.
Well,
there's so
I get
much backstabbing going on there.
Right,
it's just
question.
What's
the
that?
Right question. Okay, I said I get a yes, but that's not the right question. The right question is more about. You see, if I'm doing a television series, and the hours are rough, and the hours are hard, and some of the producers aren't particularly listening to me, can I choose to be happy and harmonious while I'm there, while I might be creating something else? But the point is, once you get happy and harmonious with where you're at, then you are happy somewhere else. So they want to address it on both your issue and the job's issue, right? And again, Phyllis, loving yourself does not allow the perspective that you're not respected. And that's been a big thing for you. So during the Gratitude of Self-Love program, I want you to really focus on loving yourself enough to know that you are respected and honored by everybody in this world. And, of course, that's for everybody. Okay? That's your answer, they're saying.
Okay.
So as long as you keep that in harmony within yourself, any move you make is a good move. Okay?
Okay.
All right, darling.
All right. Thanks, Adine.
You're welcome. You know, I can hear in your voice. Can't you just tell me to go? But that's not what the work's about, guys. The work is about getting the highest answer around bringing us in alignment so everything in our world works. Right? Mika, you're almost done. Ah, there you go. Hi, Amy.
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
I love waking up and having coffee with you. That hasn't happened in a while.
Good, me too.
So, okay, well, we already have a theme because what Phyllis was just talking about is what I'm going through right now as well. I'm a candidate. I'm in the middle of a recruitment process for an amazing art world job, an international position. That's exactly, I mean, like it's as far as career development and being able to step back into what I love and know, like it's, wow, it's unbelievable. So, in the meantime,
why is there struggle involved in it with you?
Because, I don't think it's about that role particularly. It's about the clients who I'm primarily working with now, and I've been really tired of working with them for a long time. And
no, it's about the struggle within yourself, Mika.
Okay.
So let's get clear about what you and Phyllis, they're saying, are struggling within yourself. Give me a movie.
Terms of Endearment.
Okay. Well, Terms of Endearment was about a mother and her daughter battling each other throughout the whole movie. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So your adult and your child are in battle. And let's get clear about what it is. Give me a song now.
I see Elvis. Elvis on stage.
Okay.
I can't think of a song to go with it, though.
Well, I don't need a song because they're showing me his pelvis swinging.
That's what I'm seeing, yeah.
Okay, so there's something sexual. That's not the highest word. Sensual is the highest word. Around the excitement of doing what we want to do, guys, that our little girls and our little boys are going, that's not okay.
Mm.
It's sensually exciting when we start getting everything we want. And from the time we've been little people, we've been taught that that feeling is dirty.
Yeah.
Holy hell, I so get that. Do you get that?
Oh, yeah. I've told you stories about, yeah, I remember, you know, like my dad telling me he would literally kill me if he found out about me doing anything with a boy based upon some other family
stuff. Well, yeah,
but
I'm not talking about doing something with a boy. I'm talking about at some point, and this is for every bloody piece of energy in the world, at some point that thrill of excitement and getting turned on about life being easy and getting what we want felt sexual, and it does. It feels like a sexual high because we start being in love with ourselves and the world, and somehow we made the incorrect connection that was dirty and wrong. Well, we're getting rid of that right now. Oh, my God. This is a huge piece of information.
Yeah.
So we're all coming together. We're inviting all energy to come in with us. Claim I am divine love. Invoke the symbol, the formula, the violet. Claim the golden light. I am owning that exciting, sexual, awesome, amazing, magnificent feeling that happens when I love myself enough to give me everything I want and the desires of my heart. And know that it's safe. Know that that is what I am here to do with my energy, is create sensual happiness throughout me. I am tingling with sensual happiness of the creation of me, and so it is.
Oh, my God.
That. Yeah, okay.
That is a true statement.
Yep. And that's what we've got to get into, guys, is just, whoa, the awesomeness of me. Can I feel it? And you know, whatever adventure you're in, for me, it's the bear. For you, it's this wonderful new opportunity. For Phyllis, it's the move. You know, whatever it is, just embracing it with the excitement of newfound love. And
awesome.
Give yourself permission to go all the way, guys. To coin a phrase.
Done.
All right, babe. Whoa,
thank you.
Oh, my God, I love this community. All right, we're going to Lynn in Los Angeles. Hi, Annie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so I'm not really sure why I'm supposed to call, although everything that's come through so far applies to me. Now I'm going to my back, my lower back, which I haven't had this kind of pain before. I was in Vegas too over the whole week, and the whole struggle thing took you back into the struggle, Lynn.
There's something that took you back into the struggle, and they're showing me you bent over carrying it on your back. So what are you carrying on your back? It's a who? No, it's a what? What part of you are you carrying on your back, Lynn? Guys, the whole show is going to be about our little girl and boys and ourselves getting into harmony, because that's where the struggle's at.
Well, the word that keeps coming in my head is guilt.
That's the highest word. You're right. So why are you carrying guilt on your back, baby?
I'm seeing my dad and then my mom. I don't...
Okay, and why would your little girl... It's not your little girl that's guilty, interestingly enough. It's you moving away from the little girl and all of her fears. You've made all these steps, Lynn, in going, okay, I'm not going to buy into my little girl anymore. I'm not going to be run by my little girl anymore. And you feel guilty for leaving her. Some adult male, or your dealings with that adult male, plugged you into that.
Okay. Yeah, because I see, like, arms reaching out, like, don't leave me, don't leave me, don't leave me.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to leave her, but you're going to leave all of her fears and her limitations, because you are walking into this sexual excitement. And she's scared to death of that, Lynn.
Yeah.
So, you know, bring her along, baby her, coddle her, but don't let her stop you. We just can't anymore, guys. You know, as damaged as they might be, they're never going to heal unless we powerfully move on and create what we want.
Does this make sense? I'm seeing my boyfriend's little boy.
Yep.
Why would that, like, holding me back? I don't get that.
Well, because your little girl has always allowed all of your partner's little boys to hold you back.
Okay.
Yeah, you got that one big time, didn't you?
Yeah.
Your little girl said, come on, I'll show you my hang-ups if you show me yours, and we'll agree to play the game. No, you can't do it anymore, Lynn.
No, I can't. So,
okay.
Shifting what I do and how I am with my little girl is going to just balance it all out.
Yes, ma'am. Unless Big Lynn allows her to play the games anymore.
No. Not anymore.
Okay. That's everything. That's your answer.
Thank you.
You bet. Wow. Now, that's a piece of information I never had before. Not clearly, like I do from that call right there, that our little girls or boys have become involved in relationships with the little girls or little boys and the people that we're dealing with so that they can keep playing the games instead of our adult selves taking over and running the show. Wow. Okay, well, we're bringing that into balance with I Am Divine Love, invoking the symbol, the formula, violet flame, the golden light. Wow, what a show. My God, this is like a webinar. Okay, let's see. We're going to Patty in Santa Monica. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi. First of all, the self-love part, my computer went on the fritz, and that threw me into a tizzy. And I applied for my refinancing, and they basically told me that I didn't make enough money and that I needed to doctor my books to get the loan.
They told you you needed to doctor your books.
Yep, wink, wink. Yep.
Wow.
That's okay. The only way that I was going to get the loan, which threw me, which I'm on the verge of tears right now. So frustrating.
Well, it throws you into being a victim again, sweetheart.
Yeah, and I'm not going to go there. This phone call helped me tremendously.
Yeah, and, you know, I really do. I invite everybody, you pick a community. I would love it to be this one. If it's not, pick a community that empowers you. You need support right now. We all need support right now because energy is shifting big time. Okay, so now, Patty, you know this, you need to doctor your books thing. That's a reflection of part of your belief systems. Remember at one point we talked a lot about your imbalance in how you looked at money and your repayment of money that you owed. I am remembering this correctly, right?
The thing is that I'm paying everything down, and it's really interesting because I got a new loan for my car, and it dropped my credit score. It's like I'm doing things right, so, yeah, there must be a belief. It's like
do the right thing,
and it doesn't behoove you. It doesn't help
you. That's right. You knocked it right on the head right there. How many people, well, they're saying everybody on this call that will ever hear it, you own that belief too. Or more precisely, your little girl or little boy owns that belief. Wow. So if we do everything right, I can totally identify with this, Patty. Totally. I've said those exact words. You know, my God, I'm one of the most responsible people in the world. I do everything right. And, I mean, I used to say this a lot. I did everything right, and I still got, you know, the assholes treating me badly.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, guys, if we love ourselves, we owe it to look at the world as a world that acknowledges how great and awesome we are, and that when we play by the rules, all the universe rushes to take care of us. Now, there's a whole new perspective of the world for you.
And I've been saying that the universe backs me up, that the universe has my back. And I've been saying that.
Yes, you've been saying it, Patty. When I say you've shifted the energy around it, I get a no. You're in the process, but right now you're at the point almost where you're on the fence. And it's, I'm going to say this to see if it's true. So go ahead, world, prove it to me. And the big shift comes when we go, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore from myself. And I'm going to look out at a world that justifies, that honors, that respects, and delivers to energy that, well, quote, does the right thing. But then we have to look at what's our definition of doing the right thing. being in love, but being in power at the same time. Powerful love that is directed toward ease and effortless and joy and self-responsibility. That when we live there in our intention, the world delivers to us. Patty, I'm hearing the words, and I don't ever deal with them. I used to. They're not banks, they're credit unions. Have you tried a credit union?
I did in the past, and they didn't deal with triplexes.
Well, I think, according to the
I'm on to the next person. I mean, I'm on to the next, you know, okay, who do I go to next? What
well,
do I need to do?
Who you go to next before you go to anybody else is you.
Okay.
So I want to get, they're telling me to go to a core belief now, because I want to get explicitly what Patty wants to go to bring herself in harmony so this can open up for you. This page, I am going to a core belief, yes. Here. Okay. Well, it's part of the process that you've been working on ever since you've been in the community. I'll never be good enough. So, those are the highest words. I'll never be good enough, so I never go all the way. And what that means is if you don't go all the way, you're going to create something in the world like computer problems or, you know, somebody saying you haven't quite made enough money or whatever. You're going to attract those people, those problems to you, so that it will appear that you can't ever go all the way. So everybody on this call that's listening to this call anytime, we are claiming and directing our energy that I am going all the frickin' way. I'm going to love myself all the way. I'm going to create the desires of my heart all the way. I'm taking full responsibility all the way. That's who I am, and so it is. I'm not getting anything else, baby.
Okay, but it doesn't tie in. Remember, the other part of it was when I complete something, it's bad. There was
well,
that belief.
We balanced that together with everybody. So,
cool.
So I'm going to go all the way, and when I do, it's good.
Okay. Thank you. Love you.
I love you,
thank
too.
You.
Guys, these are powerful things we're getting here to today. Please stay conscious and do the work with me. And remember that everything that we do today and from now on is going to be done for the ionosphere beyond and back again also. We're going to Renee in Tennessee. Hi, Annie.
Hey, Dee. What's the energy behind my sinus infection that I keep getting? Seems like every fall time during the year.
Okay. Give me a song, baby.
Happy.
Yeah. There's something. They want me to tell you this story. This isn't the case for you, but this is how it happens, guys. My husband, Christopher, Gabrielle's daddy, died 2 days before Halloween. As soon as October hit, every year my daughter would get sick because she psychologically and subconsciously tied it to her daddy's death. The same thing is going on with you. It's not a death, but it's something very hurtful. But they want to go to the month of September. Do you have anything tied in the month of September?
My parents
are hurtful to you?
To me. I don't know.
As early as 4 years old.
Hmm.
It might have had to do with school.
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I guess I would have.
These are the highest words, left behind. Do you feel in your life, Renee, like you've been left behind?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I do. Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody gets ahead except me, so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. It started in this lifetime around 4 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Something about 8 years ago really plugged your adult self back into that, being left behind. I'm thinking it's with a guy, but it may not be a romantic thing. And so what does the beginning of fall mean? Everything dies. We go into winter. You know, things are left behind. Life, if you look at it metaphorically, life is left behind to kind of burrow under until it's reborn in the spring.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it's about.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying you'll have a big aha after you get off the call about what this is about. That's the core of it. Know that it's the core of it. Know you don't have to own it anymore because it's in your consciousness. And then direct your body to heal.
Okay.
Because you can breathe easily. The fact that life is in continual renewal.
Okay.
All right. All right, darling.
Thank you, Dee.
Make sure you balance that. Make sure you balance it. Okay. And we're going to Robin in Colorado. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, Dee. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Well, I'm calling because... of course, related to everything that everybody's talking about here. But the unconscious little girl for me has now become, I want to say baby, like zero to 18 months, trust versus mistrust. And I started researching narcissism and narcissistic abuse. And the word that came up as a title for narcissism was malignant self-love. And to me, that struck such a chord with me since it reminds me so much of cancer and cancer attacking healthy cells. And it feels so on a body, heart, chest level.
Yeah, that's interesting. Let's look into that, Robin. That's really interesting. They're saying it actually started in the womb.
I believe that, sure.
Now, a malignancy is... something that literally expands and eats upon itself.
Right.
So it becomes out of control. And that's what narcissism is I love myself so much that you're a big piece of shit.
Yes.
And I'm going to overrun you, and I'm going to be poisonous to you. I will not respect you, but that's not our definition of self-love, is it?
No.
When, according to our definition of self-love, the more you love yourself, the more you are unconditionally able to love others because it serves your peacefulness, your balance, your joy, your freedom, in order to share that with everybody else.
Right.
Now, when you said your little girl and your infant, I get a no. But this will blow everybody's mind. Okay. What they're saying, Robin, is that you got it literally through the umbilical cord, and it's your mother's energetic stuff.
Oh, I believe
it. So let me talk to you about your mother. Is she narcissistic?
No, I actually think she's the narcissistic abused victim. But I also happen to believe we're all, right, that narcissism can be healthy or unhealthy. Or thinking, loving yourself can be healthy or unhealthy. So, but no, I see her more as victim.
Then it came down to her mother.
Okay.
All right, so now we're into genetics, guys, and you know what our channel says about genetics. that it is an idea that we have agreed to share. And you just said to me, I believe that self-love can be good, or I believe it can be bad.
Yep. Yep.
So, you see, your grandmother, actually it starts with your great-grandmother, has gotten everybody to kind of share this belief that, well, those are the highest words, love hurts.
Yeah.
And that's a belief that you do not want to genetically share with your family anymore, dude.
No, for sure.
For sure. Hold on.
For sure.
Now they want us to go to a core belief. Hang on. Here? Here. Okay. So the highest belief that's under that is I can never be God. If I have a belief that I cannot love myself, that self-love can be harmful, then I really will never take the responsibility, can't take the responsibility of being the God of me that chooses to own my own free will, because I cannot, will not love myself enough to do that. My
right.
God, you guys, what a show. Jeez, I'm just sitting here. I told you we've gone into a whole other realm with the channel. If you don't see it with this show, I give up. So that's the highest thing that you brought in. Every single caller today is bringing in huge stuff. I'm hoping everybody. So we're gonna come together and claim through the ionosphere beyond and back again for all energy. I choose to love myself enough to know that I am the God of me that accepts the responsibility of self-creation. And when I do that, it's easy and effortless and joyful. When I do that, I am free. When I do that, I joyously, easily create the desires of my heart that I deserve. And so it is. Wow. Thank you for calling in, Robin.
Thanks. I'll have to listen and write that down. I'm like, holy
yeah,
cow.
Seriously. That, okay. I mean, everybody know, you know, and this is your first step in taking responsibility for your own self-creation. Know that when you directed that just then, it's done. And the energy is brought into balance. And now, just stay aware that consciously you choose that and live that. Okay?
Got it.
All right. Thank you, darling.
I will. Thank you.
All right. We're going to Kathy in New Jersey. Hi. Oops. You're almost done. There you go. Hi.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
Fabulous.
Good, good. I'm really enjoying today's show. And I wanted to start with a testimonial because, you know, I listen. I don't always speak, but I definitely, you know, put a lot of, over the course of the past year or so, I've, you know, been putting so much of this into, you know, into play. And what I've noticed is that in so many ways, my life really has opened up, like particularly in the area of my business. And but it's you know, the whole idea of ease and effortless joy. I mean, that's kind of the energy from which I've been working. And what's happened is, you know, that it's completely, my business has started just opening up and all kinds of opportunities coming my way. It doesn't feel like I did a lot of hard work to get the, you know, quote-unquote hard work.
Yeah. You know where you did the work, Kathy? You did the work within yourself.
Yes, definitely, definitely. Of course, what's happening right now, a couple things, is that it's causing me to get opportunities where I have to fly, which has been an issue for me. I'm facing it. I'm going to do it. But so along with all this great stuff that's happening, there's that And I'm thinking it's part of that little girl me too that, you know, wants to be protected and is afraid to somehow,
it's,
you know,
part
put
of
herself
the little
out
girl,
there.
It's your part of the little girl we were talking about earlier that's going, oh, this is so exciting to expand, and this feels dirty or wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You know, they did the best they could, but they did not teach us well in those respects, guys. Go out and be the biggest, most joyful, happiest, most successful, most miraculous creator you can be. That's what you're here to do. Hmm. And all these false messages that we were given or we put together on our own about that being wrong to do that, I am telling you, the channel is saying that's why you're here, to see how great a creator you can be. So, you know, it's pretty hard not to fly when you're going to create everything you want.
So like just the metaphor,
flying
even of
is
flying.
A metaphor.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but, you know, one of the questions that I have is that one of the things I've noticed is that sometimes it's hard for me to tell the difference between sort of depression almost, because I have been diagnosed with that years ago and deal with it on and off. The difference between sort of depression and that feeling of not even, you know, wanting to get anything done or to work, you know, and take action. The difference between that and just and that sort of ease of just allowing things to kind of happen. And sometimes maybe I'm labeling it them too much or something, but.
Oh, absolutely. You're labeling yourself. Somebody told you were depressed and you're still accepting that label, Kathy.
Yeah.
And as long as you say, I am a person that's depressed, you're going to have to be. Whether it's getting better or it's only sometimes, you know, you're still going to have to create the struggle from that definition.
Yeah.
Hold on, there's something else now. Sheets. Give me a movie, please.
Oh, I just saw it last night. Wish I Was Here.
Wish I Was Here. Okay. All right. This is a big part of what's making a lot of us depressed is, it's a tricky, this is something else I've been tracking with myself, because I want to be happy and in gratitude every moment and still striving for the next thing I want to create.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be happy in the moments we have. Otherwise, we get depressed that we're not in the moments we want.
Mm.
So can we all go, you know, whatever my life is right here, I'm in gratitude. I can see how things have progressed. I can see how much happier I am, how much easier things are. And I'm okay with creating a lot more because now I'm not going to feel guilty and feel wrong and feel dirty about wanting more. That really resonates with me. Are you getting it?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I mean, I consciously don't – I mean, look, I was brought up a, you know, good Catholic girl, okay, as a kid. So I definitely understand all that part.
No, they're saying you don't. They're saying you don't. That the part about it's not okay to want more.
Mm.
You're still holding on to the guilt of wanting more. And bottom line, you just should have everything you want.
You know, it's so interesting.
You just have to get off on the sensuality and the excitement of it, Kathy.
Yeah.
There's nothing,
you know,
they're saying there's nothing else. It's just you get that part of you in harmony.
Okay.
I'm in gratitude for everything I have. If I never have anything more, I'll be in gratitude. And I'm having a great time creating more. Yeah. That's where we want to live, guys.
Okay. That
all
really
right,
makes
darling.
Sense. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling in. You bet.
All righty.
And let me see. Miss Tasha, we haven't talked to you for a while. Hi, sweetheart. What's up?
Hi. This is the call of calls.
I know. I'm sitting here staggered.
Unbelievable. I wanted to ask, I guess, the channel about a heads up, what I can do as a sort of first set of good steps to immigrate to Canada. Because I have looked at Canada's immigration policy, and they're looking for, you know, people with specific sets of skills, and I don't think I fall into that list. And when I look into my heart, I know that I can actually make it there. I guess I'd like some clarity about what would be a good direction to take.
Honey, you've got to get yourself in harmony with how you see yourself. And trust me, you are right in alignment with your teacher here.
Okay.
I'm at a sci-fi convention in Knoxville this weekend, and it just occurred to me, I don't look at myself as a movie star, and just kind of as a person, and a lot of this is opening up because of the Gratitude and Self-Love program, which I told you I was doing with all of you. I just realized that I don't embrace how great I am. And that's what's up with you, Tasha. You want to find what's wrong with you, baby, instead of embracing how awesome you are. You're an artist, and you won't claim it.
Oh, oops. Yeah. I hear
well,
you. No, I thought I was, but now I see that I haven't.
That is definitely a trade. Acting and art and, you know, is as much a trade as banking or being a lawyer. But we don't claim it with that power. And we must, guys, we must sensually give ourselves permission to look in the mirror every morning and go, you are freaking magnificent, dude. You are powerful and you are awesome. I'm a movie star. I'm an incredible clairaudience channel. I'm a healer. I'm a best-selling author. We want to stay humble in those claims. And the channel is saying again, please, claim your power and your self-love around that power, because everybody that's on these calls are heart-centered and their intention is to create the world in a more powerful, loving way. And these are literally the words I'm being given. We are waiting for you to claim your power. Now, there's one more thing they want to give you, Tasha. Give me a song.
Sleigh Ride.
Sleigh Ride?
Yeah.
Okay. Can everybody just go out and have a joyous sleigh ride about feeling all of this sensual magnificence, power of self-love? Just take a sleigh ride. You know, let your joy out. And that's it. That's what immigrating should be about. Don't make it hard. Make it a joyful sleigh ride, sweetheart. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah.
All right.
I get it. Thank you.
My God, what a show. Okay, the special of money is up. We're in the middle of the Gratitude of Self-Love, which will affect everybody, whether you're doing it or not. It will affect everybody in the community. Got some great things planned for December to offer you through my love for you. And just listen to this call. You want to see how powerful you are? Listen to the call. Until we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more. I'm telling you, that's where it's all about. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Going under the knife for spinal surgery should be your last resort. Get a copy of this free special report, What Your Doctor Doesn't Want You to Know About Back Surgery. Get the report online at wellnessone.net or call them toll-free at 866-499-7509. Read the report. It will take about 8 minutes in order to make a better informed decision about your back pain. Visit wellnessone.net or call 866-499-7509.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I'm thrilled to share our Galeo's Cafe tip of the week. You know, we've been friends with Galeo's dressings and marinades. And by the way, I have been using the dressings and marinades for years. And now I cannot get enough of them. And I'm so thrilled about their latest additions. So here is a tasty treat for your grilled veggies. Or if you do corn on the cob, go for that too. Three options for three amazing nights of grilling. Marinate your veggies with the Galeo's Miso Southwest for a delicious spicy kick. Then try the Miso Ranch or Caesar for a rich and creamy coating. I want to remind you, all of these dressing and marinades are non-GMO, gluten-free, low-fat, and sugar. So how does dressing get any better than this? For more information and go ahead and order online, go to galeoscafe.com. That's galeoscafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. In fact, 93% of clients who've had the Confident Retirement Approach conversation feel more confident about their retirement. Call Jeff Packman financial advisor at 425-453-0272 for your Confident Retirement conversation today. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington 98004. percentage based on Ameriprise Financial Confident Retirement Client Survey as of December 2013. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.